Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have continued the holiday of the coming down of the Holy Spirit on the disciples, and tomorrow is going to be the last day of the holiday, and day after tomorrow will be Sunday, in which all the saints are being celebrated, and today, from Sunday, the holiday has been transferred of the third uncovering of the head of St. John, the Baptist of Christ, and of many, many multitude of people when he was baptizing on River Jordan. And my beloved, when the disciples from him came to the Lord, the two of them, and asked if he is the Messiah, the Lord said, well, you go tell St. John, you tell him that what you see, that the people are being healed, the dead are being resurrected, and all kinds of the devils are being cast out, and all kinds of great miracles are happening. And you go tell that to the John the Baptist. And when they left, he started to tell the people about St. John. He said, who you went to see? Did you wanted to see somebody in a nice and soft clothes? Well, somebody like that lives in a castle. And who did you go to see? And he will tell, I will tell you, you went to see the greatest man that was ever born of a woman. And he is a prophet and an angel that was sent by the Lord to prepare the people for the Messiah. My beloved, he is depicted in the icon when the Lord sits on the throne, and on the right side is the Mother of God, the Theotokos, and on the left side is St. John the Baptist. He is considered as the greatest saint, and a multitude of miracles were happening when his head was uncovered again, it was brought to the capital city, and of course the kings and the patriarch and everybody came to venerate the head of our John the Baptist, the baptizer of the Christ, and all the multitude of the people. And many, many miracles were happening, and a great joy was all over the city that the head was uncovered again. My beloved, this is the third uncovering, and there's such a great joy to have that the Lord wanted the head to be uncovered so that St. John, or the Lord through St. John, will do multitude of miracles, and he continued to do it and still continues to do it. All you have to do is approach him with love and faith in your heart. He wants our salvation. He wanted the Israelites to confess their sins, and when he baptized them, so that they would be purified to meet the Messiah. And he wants the same thing with us. He wants us to be purified from our sins. He wants us to repent in our sins. He knows that we continue to sin, but he wants us to repent and to come to repentance, and he prays to the Lord that we will be able to go that narrow, thorny road that will lead to the kingdom of heaven, because he wants our salvation. My beloved, we have to just pray more. We have to pray more and to him, and remember what kind of life he led, what kind of fastings that he did, and that the miracles that even happened to him, that his mother, when the soldiers were after to kill him, and how his mother came up to a mountain, and all of a sudden the mountain opened up and made like a cave to let them in, and the tree was grown there inside, and to give them food, and the mother stayed with them for a month. After a month, the Lord had taken her, and he was left alone, and the angels started to come and to feed and take care of their little baby. And finally, it was brought into the as you know, into the desert, and he lived over there like an angel and hardly ever eating anything. And then he came out when the Lord had told him, went out to preach about the coming of the Messiah and to gather the people in the River Jordan and to baptize them. But he continues to pray for us, and he continues to want salvation for everybody, and he is willing to listen to us if we approach him with all our heart and love. We have to have faith and love when we approach any saint, or of course the Mother of God and the Lord himself, and because without the faith and without the real love, we're not going to be listened to, my beloved. Let's develop that love more and more for the Lord, and for all the heavenly dwellers, of course, and for St. John the Baptist, and cry out from our hearts to him and asking his prayers and asking his help in whatever need we may have. May our Lord and God give us the grace that he, to the Holy Spirit that he sent to the disciples, and give us the grace to be able to develop and more of that love for the heavenly dwellers, and walk in that narrow thorny way that leads to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.